A new study predicts the Treasure Valley will grow by nearly a million people in the next 50 years. That's more than double the region's current population. Today, Scott Graff wraps up our series Watering Idaho by examining how well prepared the Boise area is to meet that demand and why some think the valley is at risk of losing water rights to other states.
Kevin Vieira stands in his living room, admiring the Eagle home he bought in July.
Well, the floor is pure alder, and the cabinets, I think, are too. It's a lot of wood, a lot of rock. It's very, very well crafted.
Vieira and his wife, Vicky, moved here from Northern California just 3 months after visiting a friend who'd already relocated to the area. Vieira, fresh off a career as a police officer, had gotten tired of his native state's crime and traffic. Now he uses trips to the airport, both there and here, as an example of how his quality of life has improved.
We had to go to Sacramento. It was about 80 miles and a lot of traffic. So Boise is, I think, 12 miles from here. And we just picked somebody up the other day. It took us 15 minutes.
Vieira says he's in awe of the lifestyle he's found here. The couple is one of five they know relocating to southwestern Idaho from other states. A few miles away in Meridian, Kyle Raddick looks over a landscape that will help accommodate some of that new growth.
So last year this was a cornfield. This year it's fallow, getting ready for homes.
Part of Raddick's job with the city of Meridian is to make sure there's water for a rapidly expanding population. 90,000 people are estimated to live here now. By 2065, that number could quadruple.
And the corresponding water demand, average day for those people, we estimated at 45 million gallons a day. And so that represents a 4 to 5 multiple of what we're doing now.
To better understand what the entire valley's water demand will look like in 50 years, the panel in charge of managing Idaho's water system, the State Water Resource Board, commissioned a study. Released in March and then tweaked last month, it predicts an increase of about 240% in the amount of water we use for domestic, commercial, municipal, and industrial, so-called DCMI, purposes, basically everything but irrigation water. That increase may sound huge, but Brian Patton, the chief of the board's planning bureau, is not panicking.
I don't think it's an immediate serious problem, but we do need to start planning for where it is that we go to accommodate this and figure out how we manage our water resources in the face of that growth.
Patton says the Treasure Valley is much better off than many other urban areas in the West. With a large reservoir system and a big underground aquifer, there's just more water here. Besides, the vast majority of water used in the Boise area, between 80 and 90%, is for irrigation. And as more cropland turns into homes, the demands for irrigation water could fall, potentially freeing up more water to meet that growing DCMI demand. But some complained when this year's water study failed to examine that particular and very large piece of the water puzzle.
We are not attempting to account for or find new uses for the water that was dedicated to that former irrigation.
Jeff Faraday is a longtime water rights attorney in Boise. And while it seems like having extra irrigation water to repurpose would be a good problem to have here in the high desert, Faraday says without fully understanding how much of that water exists, the state can't adequately plan its water future. At a minimum, he says it's a blind spot for water planners. Much worse, he fears Boise River water rights could soon be grabbed through the court system by farmers downstream in Oregon and Washington.
The Supreme Court has not been kindly to a state in an interstate dispute that cannot show a very rigorous management of their water and a lot of data showing how they keep track of how much water they have and where it's going.
And Faraday says if the region were to lose some water rights, it might face the possibility of having to meet increased demands in the future with less water than it has today. Meanwhile, back at the former cornfield that will soon become a Meridian subdivision, Kyle Raddick grabs a hose hooked to his city's newest test well, drilled way down in the Treasure Valley aquifer.
So here's zone 6, which is somewhere around 300 feet deep. I'm going to open up the valve.
Water pours out on the ground. Raddick says 20 years of monitoring has shown the aquifer remains strong and can support even more demand.
We have a lot of water for the amount of people that live here. We have a lot of water. We are water rich. And there's room for more people.
For KBSX News, I'm Scott Graff.
And Scott's report this morning concludes our Watering Idaho series. If you missed any of the 6 on-air stories or the additional online reporting, you'll find all of our coverage at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.